Scott Wilson, welcome to Late Afternoons today. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for inviting me on.
How strong do you think the peer pressure is to use ice in regional areas of South Australia?
Oh, I think it's probably one of the stronger sort of drivers that actually do get people involved in the first place. And I think that, peer pressure is quite clearly one of the major issues in terms of, whether it's crystal meth or whether it's other drugs, because people don't tend to sort of just use drugs in isolation. They start off with, maybe recreationally using it with friends, and then unfortunately that can turn into a full-blown addiction down the track.
Yes, just before the news and news headlines, we heard how one expert working in the emergency sector, Dr. David Caldicott, was saying as part of rehab, you really need to get the person recovering from ice away from other consumers, or they can easily fall back into the old traps. So that's something you'd fully support and agree with.
Yeah, that's right. See, the problem with people who might be using crystal meth is, the brain records pleasures, and we have a whole range of different pleasure centres within our brain, for example, and two of the most pleasurable things that humans ingest or have are things like food and sex, and that's why obviously we keep eating and things like that. With crystal meth, it actually triggers off the pleasure centres in your brain, in excess of, probably 50 to 100 times more pleasurable to the brain than those sort of two things. And therefore, that's why, there is that constant usage of it, because the brain really wants it. And unfortunately, if I'm sitting around and I'm thinking of trying to stop and my friends are coming around and they're still having a job, well, in their opinion, having a great old time, then, unfortunately, the drive to sort of have that sort of substance is so intense that more than likely I'll relapse and start using with them as well.
Right. So I'm wondering about what age groups, for this peer pressure to operate. How young are some users?
Well, they are. They range. Across the country, a lot of young people are actually start getting into these things. So young teenagers who might already be sort of, becoming a bit more disaffected with society, i.e. schools, and starting to sort of break away from sort of those sort of areas. And so you could probably be talking, people as young as 15 onwards. I do know that in some of the more rural communities across South Australia, people are sort of talking to us about, over the last year or two, they have noticed more and more younger people within their community are starting to get into these sort of substances. I think part of the issue is that, we don't all start off, let's be honest, injecting drugs. I never thought that I would ever do something like that. I grew up in Darwin, and at that time it still is a relatively small town. I eventually started off, what they call dropping, where, you might be just swallowing it or snorting speed and things like that, to eventually, because I was hanging around with people that had started injecting, and I was looking at them and obviously thinking, well, it doesn't seem to be, causing too much problem for them. So it didn't take long before all of a sudden I started injecting. The problem with crystal meth and that is that people can use it in a variety of ways. They can sort of snort it, they can sort of, swallow it, they can smoke it, and, they can obviously inject it as well, and those are part of the problems. And I suppose from a point of view of somebody who works in this area now, and I've been involved in this area for over 20 years now, things like crystal meth is it's interesting that people are sort of, media and all of that are now sort of talking about crystal meth almost on a daily basis, when in actual fact, in 2008, for example, our organisation developed a comic and some resources called Don't Mess With Meth. And we also have a website called don'tmesswithmeth.com as well. We recognised back then that this was an emerging issue that could actually impact on Aboriginal people in particular, because obviously we're an Aboriginal service. And so we started trying to raise the issue way back then. And it's just sort of unfortunate to sort of say, you know, 7 years, 8 years down the track that unfortunately some of those things are now starting to come to pass.
Yes, we're talking earlier, again, to one of our experts, Dr. David Caldicott. He said what we're seeing now is just the tip of the iceberg, what he's seeing in emergency departments. Scott Wilson, there will be a drug rehab facility opening in Port Augusta in May, so he's hoping that that will provide an important service. But for now, thank you so much for joining us and being part of our special program today.
No worries. Thanks a lot for your interest. Take care.